Healthy plants, healthy people. Welcome to Hemp Health, harvested by SanSalCBD.com. Hemp Health brings to light the fast-growing hemp industry. Hemp Health is devoted to helping individuals and families better understand the significant benefits which will help improve your lifestyle naturally. CannabisRadio.com now presents Hemp Health, harvested by SanSalCBD.com, with your host, Lexington Cusack.
Thanks for joining us on Hemp Health, harvested by SanSalCBD. My name is Lexington Cusack, and I am the Vice President of Sales and Business Development with SanSal. We're coming to you from SanSal's extraction facility in Pueblo, Colorado, for our debut episode of Hemp Health to talk about the ongoing challenges facing extractors. Joining us to talk about these challenges, we have our lab manager and head chemist, Vincent Morrison, and our lead of post-processing, Coleman Shapiro. Vincent and Coleman, welcome to Hemp Health.
Happy to be here, Lex.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Glad to be here myself. So let me ask you a question. A lot of people listen to the program probably know the differences between hemp and cannabis, but since hemp, the federal government defines as industrial hemp, has the challenges of producing a high CBD plant and a low THC plant, and an extraction which is compliant with the law, which demands a 0.3% THC level. What can you say about your challenges, your main challenge you face with doing such extraction? I have a concentrate that's high CBD while it's low THC. Vincent?
Well, the main thing with that, of course, is going to be your starting material or what you're processing. Obviously, there's always an arms race for the best genetics here in the cannabis industry. And so we're looking for strains that are exceptionally high in CBD while remaining low in THC, because once processed, those ratios will largely stay the same. So a better product can be obtained from a better genetic plant. Once processed, obviously, everything is going to be concentrated. So from that point on, it's either deciding how are we going to remove the THC from our products, or how are we going to put our oils into products that are then legal for market?
And the challenge we have is that in the past year, what's happened is the state of Colorado, which adopts the federal rules, said that you measure the hemp, the dry raw flower hemp, at 0.3 of on a dry weight basis, but they changed it recently to include the derivatives. So hemp manufacturers have been able to take an oil which extracted and then concentrated is above the legal level of 0.3%, process that into separate products, and then having each end product be less than 0.3%. But those regulations have changed the past couple of months, and they included a phrase that said, and its derivatives. So now we have the challenge of having a finished product, a finished oil, ready to be put in the products, which already has to be under 0.3%. Is there a way that you've solved that problem with having it be able to create a concentrate ready for retail sale under 0.3%? Unless that of Coleman.
Yes, absolutely. There's multiple ways that we've been able to create compliant products in this ever-changing market. Essentially, it's a wholesaler's game and it's a formulator's game. So we've been working on purifying, and we've successfully purified cannabinoids as the CBD, crystalline solid that is about as close to 100% as you can get. As 100% or close to it, a pure product, we're finding that this is an emerging commodity that we see changing a lot of markets, a lot of health or beauty, wellness markets throughout this nation. So we found that if we can create this commodity, or we can create these products that then can be used in formulations, whether it be topical lotions or skin creams or shampoos or anything that you can, we found that we can create a completely compliant product, having any of the strenuous loopholes or challenges that we typically face in these markets, including the hemp and the cannabis market.
Thanks, Coleman. One thing comes to mind. The market has always asked for a whole hemp, broad cannabinoid spectrum product to provide the entourage effect that research reports is best for medicinal purposes for CBD. Now, what I understand is, and Comey, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but we are working on a process where we can take the whole plant concentrate and get the THC down as low as possible. There was another process to create distilled oil, but the distilled oil, while removing or at least reducing the THC, also removes all the other beneficial cannabinoids, so we don't have a broad spectrum anymore. Is that true?
It's kind of a difficult game in that scenario. Yes, the elusive full spectrum oil is not something that we are able to legally push out on the market, even though we might like to, or might be the more healthy option. So we've been confronted with the challenge of purifying these cannabinoids to the point where they do become within the legal landscape of things. A couple of these processes are simply enough something that is taken the cannabis industry by storm recently in the past 6 months, which is the process of molecular distillation, essentially creating an environment where these compounds get themselves based on their boiling points. Now, this is not a go-to fail-safe option for the removal of THC, but it allows you to purify a concentrate where you can then subject it to a couple other processes to take it exactly where you want to go. So from that, we're creating our 99% crystalline CBD isolate, which is then able to navigate any of these landscapes.
Wow, Coleman, it sounds like you've sort of really dialed in where the hemp industry has to go in order to produce these CBD oils. While you're separating these cannabinoids out, which is the largest volume of cannabinoids that you can pull from a typical whole plant extract?
Sure, Lex. So this is all based on the original plant products itself. So this is where we rely on our very specialized breeders throughout this industry to deliver products that have a good starting base. Typically in the hemp industry, we're seeing mostly CBD dominant genetics. So you're, 8 to 18% CBD genetics with a low under 0.3% THC level. Now, as our breeding programs become more specialized and as we are able to navigate these waters a little better, we will see a superfluous amount of these compounds flooding the market and getting into the hands of people who, whether for a legitimate medicinal need or a recreational use, have incredible potential. Now, in terms of the heaviest molecules, they all kind of separate out in their own little niches. So using different processes, we can specify which fraction, if you will, we want to be pulling.
Okay, so let me ask you as an example. I've heard I've read a lot of research and heard a lot of anecdotes about the cannabinoid CBN, that it has many, many benefits, including anti-anxiety. It's the relaxing cannabinoid. Do you agree that that's true? And secondly, do you think you'd be able to produce an oil with a high CBN, even if it doesn't come from directly from the hemp plant, extracted directly from the plant?
Absolutely. CBN is cannabinol, as opposed to CBD, which is cannabidiol. And CBN is a nice compound. It is much heavier than a lot of your other cannabinoids. So in your process of distillation, it will come out clear in its own fraction. CBN is an interesting compound because it is inherently psychoactive. It is the only other cannabinoid in cannabis that has a psychoactive property. Now, it's not the kind of high that you would associate with THC, but you're correct, Lex. It is very sedative, and it has a very large effect on populations suffering from anxiety, insomnia, anything that requires well rest or sleep seems to be a great aspect for. And it's nice because it's not nearly as scrutinized or controlled as THC, whereas it, when isolated, could be just as much of a beneficial compound for formulations. This opens the market to sedatives, to sleep aids, to these relaxing compounds that allow us to really take hold of our own individual sovereignty.
Wow, Colin, that's interesting. We're going to touch on that again in the second segment, because when people talk about CBD, they're really looking for the medicinal benefits. We need to take a break, but we'll be back with more Hemp Health in a few minutes.
Whole hemp matters, and so do our sponsors. More Hemp Health after this.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really One Toke Over the Line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
It's time to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Welcome back to Hemp Health, improving your lifestyle naturally. Once again, here's Lexington Cusack.
Welcome back to Hemp Health. I'm Lexington Cusack here, and we are at our extraction facility in Pueblo, Colorado, with Vincent Morrison and Coleman Shapiro, who are our lead chemist and our lead post extractor. I've got a quick question for Vincent. Vincent, I understand that you used to work in Monsanto. Do you find that this is more challenging, more interesting? Do you extracting these compounds from this plant? Just what is your overall reaction to working with hemp versus all other food and agricultural products?
Well, Lex, it's definitely a big change from the scene I'm used to. But overall, I'm drawn to this industry because of how new it is. Most food and other such agricultural industries have been around for quite a long time. So as far as how things are run, how things are sold, how things are made, those are pretty well established, and there's not a lot of room for going outside the lines. Whereas this is an industry that's still finding its own way. And it's interesting now because being in it at this stage, we get to help shape kind of the way that industry is going, hopefully for the better. So I believe it definitely has its own challenges since we are finding our own way. But overall, the benefits should be well outweighing the hassle of finding that.
Interesting. One thing I've seen a difference is I have some experience with other hemp extractors, a lot of them are self-taught. They've learned from experience. They don't have degrees in chemistry or in any kind of agricultural extraction, et cetera. And do you find that the apparatus you're using, the methods you're using, are they the same, or has this industry sort of developed any new techniques that you are not familiar with in your previous job?
So what this industry has largely done from a technological standpoint is, I guess you could say, standing on the shoulders of giants, so to speak, in that we're looking at other industries they have and saying, how can we bend it to what we're using? So while the raw technological processes such as supercritical CO2 extraction or ethanol extraction are nothing new to the world of science, we're figuring out how to use them best for hemp and cannabis. So there's definitely still a degree of ingenuity to be done, but as far as the large processes, it's mostly putting the pieces into place.
What's interesting is I wonder if some of the technical aspects and challenges, as an example, we have to, in the hemp world, we have to remove the THC. So you have to take a certain compound which may have the same, it may have a similar molecular weight with another compound, and the challenge, I understand it, is to separate that THC out. Did you ever have a similar challenge in the agricultural world to pull out a single compound and basically throw it out?
Well, that's very similar to what a lot of early pharmaceuticals was. It was finding one compound in a plant that proved beneficial and finding ways to purify it into medicinal grade. And so a lot of these technologies, as I was saying, are borrowed from earlier pharmaceutical practices of how they got to pure compounds. Some of these techniques, such as chromatography, for example, are very, very common in the world of pharmaceutical today. It's just finding where it fits into our process and then scaling accordingly so that we end up with the highest efficiency possible.
Yeah, and most extractors have, it's a major challenge to the industry. Is that correct? To get removing the THC?
Absolutely. And especially in these past few years, we've seen a lot of people who are very eager to get into the industry, which is great. And so they'll start their farms. But once they start extracting, they realize this oil they have is now over 0.3 and they're kind of stuck with it. And so while it's sad to see, a lot of these people haven't had the best luck with finding their way how to do that. Luckily, with the isolation method that Coleman mentioned earlier and the chromatography systems that I'm familiar with in my previous work, we've developed multiple avenues of reducing that THC in our finished products.
Wow, it's a lot of accomplishments going on with some very young people that have got into this industry and are making some significant inroads. Coleman, speaking of that distillate, can you sort of explain to people who may not be familiar with it why distill the oil and what you've been able to do with distillate? And earlier today we were talking about you're going to add another element into your distillation process, your apparatus. Can you sort of explain what your goal is here?
Sure. The process of distillation is, in essence, a very simple process. It's used in industries all over the world. Easily enough, people would be familiar with it. It's the process that you turn potatoes into vodka, or agave into tequila, or water into distilled water. It's just the process of taking a solution, a group of compounds, and heating them up, allowing them to boil just like you boil water, and condensing the vapor that comes off of it. Now these cannabinoids are very, very high boiling cannabinoids. At room atmosphere, THC itself boils at 788 degrees. That's a very, very high temperature, and as such, to get it there under typical parameters or under atmosphere, we'd say, you're just going to end up scorching the product. So essentially, we use very sophisticated technology to pull down a very, very tight level of vacuum to the point where we're able to, in essence, boil water at -3 degrees, a very, very cold temperature, but a very strong vacuum. Now, in doing so and following a gradient, a progressive step of heat and pressure, we can pull out these individual cannabinoids for the most part. And we do so by what's called fractional distillation. We are able to take different collections of the same process, and given when these fractions are taken, they contain many different compounds, such as the more volatile terpenes and esters and alcohols, to your more desired cannabinoid fractions, and even some pigments as well. It's all a science in and of itself.
Now that you're speaking about that, I've got what I hope to be an interesting question, and maybe not revealing any of your trade secrets. But we'll get to that in another minute because we have to take a break, and we're going to talk about the ongoing challenges facing extractors. Be back in a few minutes.
Whole hemp matters, and so do our sponsors. More hemp health after this.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Welcome back to Hemp Health, improving your lifestyle naturally. Once again, here's Lexington Cusack.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the ongoing challenges facing extractors with Vincent Morrison and Coleman Shapiro here at Sansal. I have an observation. I just have a question. When you mentioned boiling points, we are at over most of Colorado, but especially here in where we are in Colorado, we're at high altitude. We're around 5,000 feet or up. Does that affect the boiling point of your distillate and other environmental factors that you observe?
Absolutely. Now, it does change different parameters that we have to dial into, but that's why we use the sophisticated technology that we do to make sure that these environmental factors are compensated for. Now these compounds will boil more easily at atmosphere at these elevations, but with the different types of technology that we use, we can circumvent any challenges that we might find from environmental conditions.
Okay, I think what this really points out is this industry is moving from, you know, its roots in cannabis that was grown secretly, surreptitiously. Extractions were done by people in their garages and their basements and their kitchens, some with great, great success. Now that this is moving, now that hemp itself, CBD-rich, phytocannabinoid-rich hemp, is moving into the mainstream, it's moving into medical research. It's basically becoming a small pharmaceutical industry of its own. As you can see and hear, as you hear, is there are people with a great amount of information, education, experience that are moving into this industry and really dialing in what the benefits of each of these cannabinoids are, what certain hemp plants will yield. The genetic research going into getting more, call them efficient plants with higher CBD, lower THC, higher, you know, certain cannabinoids are looked for in certain cultivars. And now you have these extractors with experience from agriculture and chemistry, et cetera, coming in and actually improving this industry product. Some of the results of this, I believe, are the medical anecdotes that you're hearing all over the web and about the benefits of of CBD and the other cannabinoids, the benefits of a whole plant extract, the miracle that this is bringing to into medicine. And everybody can go online and look at all the research, I'm sure everybody does, into what happens with cancer, skin conditions, et cetera, et cetera. So now what we're seeing is a lot of movement from traditional business, traditional pharmacy. They're coming in and actually improving this industry. Hopefully, the original work of the people that discovered the benefits of these plants, worked hard to promote these plants, make these plants legal. Hopefully, this will all gel together, and the experienced pharmacists, chemists, et cetera, will bring this whole industry forward to benefit mankind, which is the reason we're all in this together. So I'd like to thank Coleman and Vincent for being here today. We're going to touch on similar issues in the next coming weeks. We're going to have other experts and other experienced people in the hemp world to come in, investing in this industry. And thank you for joining us on Hemp Health, harvested by Sansal CBD. You can listen to past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com. or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and very soon on iHeartRadio. Thank you very much for being with us today.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.